WQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It took less than a half hour. Former President Trump fingerprinted and booked at an Atlanta jail, charged with plotting to overturn the 2020 election.
Trump spent about 20 minutes inside the Fulton County Jail, where he surrendered to law enforcement authorities. This time, unlike his bookings in three other cases, there's a mugshot of the ex-president. The photo shows him staring at the camera with an angry scowl. Before departing Atlanta, Trump maintained his innocence, telling reporters he did nothing wrong, and that what has taken place is a travesty of justice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump says all the cases brought against him are clearly aimed at keeping him from winning the White House again, but in the midst of it all, he says he is greatly encouraged.
I've never had such support, and that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. This is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference.
Posting his mugshot online, Mr. Trump captioned it with the words, "Never surrender." And already we're seeing mugshot merchandise being hawked. Some speculate the picture could end up being Mr. Trump's 2024 campaign photo. His bond set at $200,000, and as of this morning, he's back at his New Jersey residence. Hawaiian Electric being taken to court by Maui County. The county accusing the utility of negligence for failing to turn off the power, face of fierce winds and tinder dry conditions. Wildfires claimed at least 115 lives, hundreds of people still missing. The Kremlin rejecting as a complete lie any suggestion that it played a role in the plane crash that killed mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 103 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do on nature's cruel design. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day is a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
The operator of Japan's disabled Fukushima nuclear plant says seawater samples collected near the plant are safe.
The Japanese government's increased testing is aimed at convincing its people and the country's neighbors that the discharge of water is safe. The results of the first sample suggest that contamination levels are within accepted limits. The South Korean government has backed the release of water, which has been used to cool damaged nuclear reactors. But China has imposed a ban on all seafood from Japan, a major blow to Japanese exporters. There's also been panic buying of sea salt in China over fears future supplies could be contaminated.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Taiwan's vice president and front runner in the presidential elections is accusing China of using unfair trade practices to try to influence the elections. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Biden administration has green-lighted a new $500 million arms sale to Taiwan.
The U.S. is ramping up military assistance to the island despite fervent objections from China. The State Department signed off on the sale of infrared search tracking systems along with related equipment for advanced F-16 fighter jets. Although the deal is modest in comparison to recent weapon sales, the move is likely to draw fierce criticism from Beijing, which regards self-governing Taiwan as a renegade province and refuses to rule out the use of force to reunify it with the mainland. The announcement came just hours after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen renewed a pledge to strengthen Taiwan's self-defense. Keith Peters reporting.
The financial markets anxiously awaiting this morning's speech by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The markets will be looking for any hint as to where interest rates might be going. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The entertainment just keeps coming all summer long at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. This week it is no exception. Performing live in the Badger's Den outdoor bar and music venue this Saturday night, the Brothers John Band. Enjoy the music and try the Den's original Phillips screwdriver or have one of their Peaches in Paradise summer cocktails. Fridays, beer battered parmesan, crusted codfish fry, and stick around for late night happy hour. With $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. At the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill, located on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Awen. Sentencing in a fatal workplace shooting in south central Wisconsin.
Rock County court records show 24-year-old Kevin Todd of Evansville was sentenced to 30 years in prison with 10 years extended supervision for the April 2022 death of 30-year-old co-worker Devon Hills at Precision Drawn Metals in Janesville. Todd confessed to the shooting and admitted he was trying to flee the state afterwards. He claimed to investigators that he was bullied by Hills in the week that they worked together. Todd pleaded guilty in May to a charge of second-degree intentional homicide. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two women are charged in connection to a death at the Waukesha County Jail. After an investigation by the Washington County Sheriff's Office, jail nurse Deborah Link and County Corrections Lieutenant Johanna Grace were on duty when Randy Glenn Jr. ingested plastic bags containing cocaine and fentanyl before or after he was arrested on January 16th. Though Glenn denied ingesting the drugs, the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office says Glenn was evaluated by nursing staff repeatedly while in custody prior to the inmate's death in his cell. Grace is accused of not having Glenn evaluated at a hospital when he began exhibiting symptoms of drug ingestion. A poll is out following this week's Republican presidential debate. A Washington Post 538 and Ipsos poll among probable Republican or caucus voters who watched Wednesday night's debate at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee gave Florida Governor Ron DeSantis the best performance at 29%. He was followed closely by former pharmaceutical executive Vivek Ramaswamy at 26%. Former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley was at 15%. The other candidates were all in single digits.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Milwaukee police are reminding people to keep their guns locked in a secure area. That's after a 2-year-old boy was shot and wounded midday Thursday. Toddler was taken to a hospital with what's said to be a non-life-threatening wound. A 21-year-old man was taken into custody with charges pending. Milwaukee police said people can contact their local police district to check availability of free gun locks. And student loan payments will be starting again soon after years of pauses due to the pandemic.
Nathan Nash from the Federal Trade Commission says you need to be on the lookout for scammers who will try to make a quick buck by saying they'll handle payments for you.
We really encourage people, you know, with student loans and with any government program to go to the government website and look to see what your options are.
The FTC says scammers have been posing as Biden loan forgiveness plans to lure in students. If you need help with your loans, check online at lookforwardwi.gov to get help from the state. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret L. Swanson, 86, of New Baden, Illinois, passed away at her home on August 18th. Margaret is survived by her children, Paul Swanson of O'Fallon and Carolyn Friss of New Baden, by four grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, survived also by her sister, Beryl Green of Swindon, England, and by her sister-in-law, and also survived by her beloved cat, Daisy. Visitation, the family will receive friends from 9:30 to 10:50 a.m. Friday, August 25th, at the Faith Lutheran Church located in O'Fallon, Illinois. Funeral at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 25th, at the church with Reverend Wayland Middendorf officiating. The Wolfesberger Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret L. Swanson, age 86.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
It's the Price County Fair's first annual Classic Car Show, happening Sunday, August 27th at the Price County Fairgrounds in Phillips, Wisconsin, featuring trophies for first and second place in 12 different categories. Plus, Best of Show, People's Choice, Fair's Choice, and Specialty Awards given out by the Price County Fair Board. $10 registration fee includes two complimentary passes to the fair, with registration starting at 9 a.m. and concluding with award presentation at 3 p.m. All are welcome at the Price County Fair's first annual Classic Car Show, held on Sunday, August 27th, in conjunction with the Price County Fair. Enjoy live music, food vendors, exhibitors, carnival rides, and more all weekend long. For more car show information, email me, BigG@BIGG@WCQM.com.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Step up your Brewers style with a limited edition fleece vest giveaway at the game against the Phillies on Saturday, September 2nd. Given to the first 30,000 ticket advance through the gates, courtesy of QB and Abraham. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
With the penultimate weekend of the summer season upon us and more refreshing air replacing the hot and humid air, we'll want to spend lots of time in the outdoors. Mosquito populations are way down, water temperatures are still perfect for swimming and boating activities, and golf courses are in great shape. ATV and UTV trails are dry and dusty for the most part, but it's time to ride. We're losing daylight at a pretty good clip right now, but that'll get the musky action going on the musky waters. Hopefully, the black bear hunting season is less than 2 weeks away from starting September 6th. The bow deer hunting season is just over 3 weeks away, and the white-tailed deer bucks have practically reached their full antler growth. Next weekend, hunting seasons for early teal, Canada goose, rail and snipe, and mourning dove begin. That's on Friday, September 1st. And Friday night high school football kicks the weekend off. The major fish feeding period early this morning till 8:15 is followed by the minor happening 12:30 till 1:30 this afternoon. The major 6:45 till 8:45 late this evening. The major fish feeding periods for Saturday and Sunday will be in the early to mid-mornings and also close to and after sunset time. The minors are in the early to mid-afternoons. And the moonlight is getting brighter as it's now more than half full and staying up late, not setting till after midnight. The sun rose this morning at 6:13. It sets this evening at 7:55. Weather-wise, we do have a chance for scattered showers, possibly a storm tonight. Otherwise, we start out tomorrow morning at 57. We'll enjoy sunshine. Scattered clouds here on Saturday with our high at 73. Sunday's high with sunshine is 75. Winds are from the northeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour tomorrow. Lighter from the southeast here on Sunday. Starting out Sunday morning at 52. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, more clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast, tonight, 54. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Low 70s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered storms, Monday. Looking further out, 65, Tuesday, 68, Wednesday, and 76 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 76 today. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. For a limited time, buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And the savings don't stop there. Save on select 3-quart mums. Right now, just two for $12. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8:30. Mums offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's go right down to the field where the Red Sox routed the Astros last night, 17-1 the final. Houston's J.P. France tagged for 10 runs on 11 hits over 2 1/3 innings. Said apparently his pitches fooled no one.
It seemed like everything I threw they were hitting, whether it was cutters away, heaters in, heaters away. I mean, it just, yeah, I mean, just one of those days for me.
Dodgers take two from the Guardians, 9-3 in the completion of a suspended game and 6-1 in the nightcap. Nationals send the Yankees to their 11th loss in 10 games, 6-5. Alex Call hit a go-ahead two-run homer. C.J. Abrams followed with a solo shot. Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres also went yard. Cubs rally to beat the Pirates 5-4 in 10 innings, and the Diamondbacks 3-2 winners over the Reds in the first of a four-game series this weekend. This is SRN Sports. The Rays sweep all three from the Rockies after a 5-3 win last night. Josh Lowe with a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning. Luke Raley and Isaac Paredes also homered for Tampa Bay, who've won four straight games in six of their last seven, while Colorado now on a four-game skid. Orioles maintain their two-game lead over the Rays in the AL East by beating Jose Berrios and the Blue Jays 5-3. The right-hander came in 10-0 lifetime against Baltimore, including 6-0 at Camden Yards. But last night, he allowed 5 runs and 9 hits in 6 innings. Twins use a 3-run 8th inning to hand the Rangers their season-high 7th loss, 7-5. Starting pitcher Pablo Lopez says his teammates picked him up after he fell behind 5-2 in the 4th.
First game of the series, when I started the series, right, I didn't do my part setting the tone as a starter, but the offense set a great tone offensively. They were putting run on the boards even.
A's go yard to beat the White Sox 8-5. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers put the wraps on their 2023 training camp with a final practice on Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They'll close out the exhibition season at home on Saturday against Seattle, a noon kickoff at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur said everybody will play on Saturday.
As far as how many snaps, it could be case by case. Again, it's going to be more of a gut feeling, I would say, on my part, where we're at. But I do think there's a lot of value in the fact that we're getting ready for a noon kickoff. Just getting mentally and physically prepared for an early kick, which I know we've got some noon games. I think there's a lot of value in that.
LaFleur also announced what most already knew. Rookie quarterback Sean Clifford will start the season as the backup to Jordan Love.
You know, it was the plan in my mind. I always wanted to play in the NFL, and to be given such a great opportunity by such a fantastic organization, you know, one of, if not the best in the world, especially in the NFL. It's an honor and it's a blessing and not to be taken lightly.
Following Saturday's game, the Packers have to reduce their roster to 53 players by 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Two games in the NFL last night. Pittsburgh blanked Atlanta 24-0. Indianapolis over Philadelphia 27-13. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo told the New York Times on Thursday he does not plan to sign an extension with the team until next summer. Giannis said, quote, "I would not be the best version of myself if I don't know that everybody's on the same page. Everybody's going for a championship, and if I don't feel that, I'm not signing," unquote. Giannis is heading into the third year of a 5-year, $228 million Supermax extension. After an off day, the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Padres at AmFam Field tonight. Brandon Woodruff gets the nod for the Brewers. Yu Darvish will go for the Padres. The Brewers start the day 3 games up on the Cubs and 4 on the Reds in the race for the National League Central Division crown. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
what today is?
It's Friday.
Really? Feels like Tuesday.
Tuesday has no feel.
Monday has a feel. Friday has a feel. Sunday has a feel.
I'm unable to control the pitch or volume of my voice. Numerous prominent Americans suffer from this debilitating disease.
There's no need to shout. I'm not shouting.
Nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset glow, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on.
white T-top jacket or cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red bus, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon to practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
We don't have each other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64. But nobody. Tomorrow, life will
Q Country.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got. Even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. Sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks.
Country. 7:41. It is 19 before 8. Joel here. Austin is here, and it's Friday.
Yeah, I can hear the cheers all the way at the station.
It's as I yawn. It's Friday. I had one of those nights sleep. Every once in a while, you have one of those nights sleep where you wake up and your body is just, I don't know, it's just confused. I had a dream that probably lasted a millisecond, but it felt like it lasted the whole night. And it was just, of course, stupid. I tell this to my wife all the time. I just said, dreams are just stupid. Why do we have dreams? What's the purpose? Because you usually wake up. I don't think there's ever one person who woke up, had a dream, and said to themselves, oh, yeah, well, that's clear. I get it.
Yeah, no, normally just like, what?
No, it's usually your cat driving a Ferrari in Chicago. Or, yep. I mean, it's just something
it's
stupid.
It's just enough to make your brain go, what?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just...
That's if you remember it at all.
It's just God's way of telling you that your brain is a very multi-complex thing, and I'm just going to show you just how weird it is. But I not only had dreams, but I had one of those nights sleep when you get older, like me. You're thankful to get a good 7-8 hours of sleep, you know, without tossing and turning or getting up in the middle of the night. But that's the good news, is you get a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is your body wakes up in the morning and says, whoa, what was that? What? Yeah. And plus, usually your knee and your leg haven't moved in like 8 hours. So now your body's like, well, how come we didn't move for like 8 hours? And you expect me to just move like very efficiently now all of a sudden? So there's a lot of things that...
Yeah, I got my full 8 hours in, but you did it wrong.
But when you're younger like you, you can pull off 4 hours and you can just kind of keep rolling, right?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to get up in the morning, but other than that, I'm fine.
Do you ever take a nap as an 18-year-old? Is that what you're, 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
You ever take a nap in the middle of the day?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Sometimes it just catches up to you and you have no choice in the matter.
Sometimes you just drift off.
Not intentionally, because then it just throws off my entire day because I have no idea what happens anymore.
Exactly.
Naps don't treat me kindly.
I learned the ability of the power of a power nap early in my radio career when I worked overnights at a radio station in Minneapolis, and I had a day job too. So I worked from 8 to 5. Got home, slept from like 6 to 7, maybe 7 to 10, 10:30, went in, worked midnight to 5, ran home, slept from 5:30 to 7:30, and then went back to work again. So, and then in the middle of that day, in the lunch hour, I usually have a quick lunch and then a half-hour power nap in the middle of the day.
I noticed that, like, the ideal time for me just to get, like, an energy boost is probably about 2 hours. Anything more than that, I'm going to be horribly groggy. But, yeah. And I've never tried anything less, but I think anything less would probably still work.
I can just close my eyes in a chair and drift off for 20 minutes and wake up, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm going to mow the lawn now. So other people, my wife, if she drifts off at all during the day, she's totally useless for the rest of the day. Just forget it. The body's just like, well, we were just napping. We're not going to do some work now, are we?
Come on, make up your mind there. Do you want us to sleep? Do you want us to work?
Exactly. Everybody's body's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We do want to mention some sports from last night. I failed to put it on during our 7 o'clock news there, but the Lakeland soccer team is pretty darn good again this year. They beat Rice Lake 3-2 yesterday. They have a young man by the name of Yaroslav Mishishin, who scored 4 goals the other day, and now he scored 2-1-2 all 3 of their goals yesterday. So got quite a talented young player there in Yaroslav, and Lakeland wins at 3-2.
I like his last name. Sounds like someone trying to stifle a sneeze.
I think I'm saying it right. M-Y-S, need to buy a vowel here. M-Y-S-H, that's Mish, C-H-Y-S-H-Y-M. So Mishishin. It's foreign, so it's probably like locker or something like that. I'm not probably not even close.
Because like all those countries over there, they tend to not like vowels very much. It's all consonants.
Yeah, just English, everybody. Just make it easier if everybody just went English.
Right?
Yeah, said the American. The Logger varsity basketball team traveled to Hayward for a triangular meet last night, and the Loggers opened up with a 2-0 victory over the host school Hayward Hurricanes. And in the second match, the Loggers got a 2-0 win over the Washburn Castle Guards. And some of the leaders for the Loggers, Casey Egerbrecht with 43 assists, Lily Miller with 4 and attack kills. You had Matea Eckert with 22 and Brooke Eckert with 14. In digs, Allie Williams with 20, Casey Egerbrecht with 16, Brooke Eckert with 15, and aces, Ileana Winter with 3, our Phillips Logger reporter. Hopefully we'll have her back on this year. Ileana Winter, 3, and Layla Staroba with 2. The Loggers JV team played in the Medford Quad, losing matches to Medford, Shawano, and DC Everest. So the Logger volleyball team will travel to Marathon on Saturday for an 8-team invitational. So fall sports are getting going here. We'll have high school football on the air tonight. The Phillips Loggers travel way over to Frederick. That's quite a ways over there, west. And Jeff Hakenen going to bring you the call of that game tonight right here. We'll stream that at 98QCountry.com and brand new, our 98QCountry app. You can listen on your phone if you want to. Those of you who are at the game, you can listen on your phone. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, the Civic Media app. When you do that, you will see 98Q right there, and you click on it, and there we are, streaming live 24/7, except for like Brewers and Packers and Bucks that are coming this fall, too. But our local games will be on. And now Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team, they open up at home tonight against Siren. 7 o'clock tonight, our new voice of Shawamigan Sports, Steve Jetlin, will join me. I'll be there for the first game tonight, and then Steve will take the reins from there on.
You're going to love working with him.
Yeah, we'll have a fun time tonight at 7 o'clock from the Park Falls football field. So we'll have that for you over on 103.1 and 980 AM. There is not a stream for that. It's going to be coming soon, but there's not a stream right now for 103.1 Jack FM. Price County Fair weekend. Big car show on Sunday. The carnival got going last night with events. It's Friday, so what do we got going on Friday here, Austin? You can read that small print.
Let me find Friday.
Better than I can. I tried to enlarge it, but I couldn't do it. So Friday today, what do we got going on Friday?
We have the standard free admission for 2 years of age and under.
Leeches. Don't
even
get me started. 2-year-olds.
How dare they?
Right.
We have $10 per person. We take our job very seriously
here in Yankee Country. Don't bring your 2-year-old around here. Tell you what.
We'll lock you out. Right. We have $10 per person without rides and $20 per person with rides. 10 a.m., all the buildings open. The Phillips Children's Museum in the theater building opens. The SEA Hamsters all day. Bug Extravaganza in the chapel. Wisconsin Remembers, A Face for Every Name, banners all day. Chainsaw Carving Show, 4 daily shows. And 11 a.m., Nick's Kids Show and Barnyard Adventure. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Carnival Rides by K&M Amusement. 12 p.m., we have the Horse Show Halter, Showmanship, and Trail Class. 4-H Judging, Horse Arena. 1 p.m., Half Twisted, Half Knot, Balloon Guy. 3 p.m., Nick's Kids Show and Barnyard Adventure. 5 p.m., the Karaoke Contest. 5:30 p.m., Nick comes back with the kids show. And 7 p.m., we have the 4-H Market Animal Sale. And finally, 8 p.m., Music Entertainment by Brady Lee. That is country.
All right. Tons more activities Saturday, Sunday, Google Price County Fair. And it's all right there for you this weekend. Great time. All the animal barns. It'll be a little bit cooler out there. I think the animals are going to like the weather a little better. It was probably a little hot for them. In those animal barns the last couple of days. Also,
I know they keep them well hydrated, though.
Oh, yeah. They do.
I know they take care of them.
They do everything they can. Park Falls Knights of Columbus cookout is today at the Park Falls General Dollar. Dollar General. Get all those mixed up. Dollar Store, General. Every time my wife says, I'm going to the dollar store, I don't even ask. I just say top of the hill or bottom of the hill. It's all I say because I still can't remember which is which. They all got good stuff cheap. Park Falls Dollar General today, 11 to 5, right out front in the parking lot. All the money's going to go for kids for the scholarships, unless they're 2 or under, of course. Ballpark beef hot dogs, Hillshire brats, third-pound burgers. You got a hot beef plate with slaw and beans with that. So have a little lunch. Support the Knights of Columbus and their effort today in the parking lot out in front of the Park Falls Dollar General. We're going to do a shopping show later on in the 9 o'clock hour. I think we're going to pick a few items and maybe slash a couple of items price-wise for a little extra savings, too, when Big G gets in here after 9 o'clock.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Freshness made easy with Febreze small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze small spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Panasia Oriental Market, open in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. We are here for all our customers in Price County and the surrounding area and welcome any suggestions they may have for additional ethnic foods and special items they would like to see in our store. The market offers an around-the-world ethnic shopping experience with several types of fish, luncheon meats, pastas, sauces, fruits, snacks, and more. And we are constantly adding new items to satisfy our customers' needs. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, Sundays till 6, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now welcome EB and Food Chair customers.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-every day. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is hiring. They're looking for an executive director who is outgoing, great with fundraising, business-minded, able to manage day-to-day chamber operations, group membership, enhance marketing efforts, and develop budgeting strategies for building a strong Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. A competitive salary is being offered to the right person with qualifications and experience. Pick up an application at the chamber office or send your resume to chamber@parkfalls.com or at 400 4th Avenue South in Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is an equal opportunity employer.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, more clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast, tonight, 54. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Low 70s, Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered storms, Monday. Looking further out, 65, Tuesday, 68, Wednesday, and 76 on Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 76 today. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
Hello?
The sounds of summer.
Here comes summer.
Your finger licking, guitar picking, road tripping, summer fun, country station.
All summer.
98 Q Country.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this soul forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white.